The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two. He gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick. No food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Health. Here's my short list. Get plenty of rest. Breathe clean, fresh air. Eat healthy food. Exercise. And don't do drugs. So what's the first thing that happens when they admit you to the hospital? They hook you up to an IV and they put an alarm system right beside your ear and it goes off all night so you don't get any rest. Then they close and lock all the windows so you don't get any fresh air and you have to breathe all the illnesses and diseases of the hospital. Then they give you hospital food. Then they strap you in the bed so you can't get any exercises. And then they pump you with drugs. Now, I usually keep my opinion to myself. But I was in the hospital with a patient and the alarms went off and I couldn't hear anything the patient was saying, so I went to the nurse. And when I saw the nurse, I told him exactly what I just said to you. And I thought that the nurse would get really mad at me, but she didn't. She says, "You're absolutely right. People don't start to heal until they get home." How is that possible? How does it work? Well, it's because of God. See, God gives us everything in our bodies that in order to heal. He gives us antibodies, he gives us all that super glue inside of us that connect bones that have been broken. When I broke my thumb, I fell down and I said, "Well, I better check it out because it looked like there was a golf ball in there." I spent 5 hours in the emergency room with the broken thumb. It cost me $75 to get registered to a new place, new emergency room. It cost me $150 for the nurse to take my temperature, $300 for the x-ray, and another $300 for the doctor to tell me that my thumb was broken, which I already knew because I wouldn't be there if it wasn't. So the doctor said to me, he says, "Well, actually, there's not a whole lot we can do with a broken thumb." So he sent me home. He sent me home because that's the heal. He says, "Just take care of it, get some rest, eat some nice food, and then don't strike it with a hammer." And you know, eventually, as I was at home, I healed. It got better. Now, why am I telling you all this? Well, in the gospel, Jesus gives the 12 apostles power to cure, to heal. But he didn't send them to the hospitals like they were doctors. He sent them to people's homes because that's where you heal. And God does the same thing with us. He sends us to our homes because there's always somebody, there might be somebody that needs healing. So how do you actually become heal people when you're at home? Well, you say to them, "Look, I'll take all your calls. I'll cover for you. You just get plenty of rest. Let me open up the window so you can get some fresh air. I'm going to cook you a really nice meal." And you never put them down. You're never negative toward them. You're always lifting them up, trying to make them happy. And the way you do that is with God's Spirit, because God is humble, he's kind, merciful, slow to anger, rich in kindness. So God does couple of things. First, he gives us everything in our bodies to heal us, but he also sends us out, us out. You know, life can be tough. It beats you up. We get hurt, we get sick. We all need curing. So that's why God provides it all at the home. He sends us. He sends us with the power to heal.